Good evening, everybody.
晚上好，大家。
My sermon will revolve from the book of first chapter of Colossians.
我今天晚上讲到呢，会关于这个哥罗西书的第一章。
And in particular, verse 15 to verse 10.
特别是关于第一章的第十五节到第二十节。
At the time of Paul's writing, the church of Colossae was attacked by heresy.
当保罗在写这本书的时候，当时的哥罗西的教会受到更多异端，很多异端的这个攻击。
The kind of heresy that would transform into what had known to be the second century Gnosticism.
当时的很多这样的一些异端呢，在第二世纪的时候就演变成为诺斯底主义。
So at the beginning of the letter, Paul pointed out three components: the faith, hope, and love.
在这个书信的开始的时候，一开始保罗呢就写到了这本书信的三个要素：第一就是盼望，第二是信心，第三个呢是爱。
So as the sermon unfolded, I would talk about the faith, the hope, the love first.
那我们今天这个讲到过程中呢，我会有提到这个信心。
And then I will point out the three components point to our Lord Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son.
我们就会看到这三个要素呢，都会指向我们的主耶稣基督。
Now faith, hope, and love has no meaning until we know that Jesus rules supreme in everything.
那我们知道说这三个要素呢，其实本身它没有什么太大的意义。只有当我们能够了解主耶稣基督他至高无上的主权的时候，我们才知道他的意义。
And the supremacy of Christ can be understood through his relationship with God.
我们知道耶稣基督他的超越性，我们可以看到有几个方面能够了解。第一就是他和神的关系。
And his relationship with the creation.
那第二个就是他和被造物的之间的关系。
And the relationship with the church.
那第三的话就是和教会之间的关系。
And then lastly, I will talk about the supremacy of Christ can cause us to serve him better and worship him better.
那最后呢，我们就会谈到这个耶稣基督他的超越性可以激发我们每一个人，我们从内心的一个自我的奉献的精神。
And let us read the scripture first, and I will read 15, and Yihang will translate to Chinese.
好，那我们一起来读一下这个格罗西书第一章的第十五节。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的一些。
For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的。无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
主耶稣基督他得到了这个神的一切的丰盛都居住在他里面。
So we know that every Christian experiences the wonder of faith.
我们知道每一个受造物我们都能够经受到感受到创造的奇妙。
So when your prayer is answered that you know your faith.
当我们知道说我们的祷告得到应允的时候，我们知道说有信心的存在。
And although faith is more than just God answering your prayer in your way.
当我们知道说信心其实不单单只是我们的祷告得到了神的答复。
When you were in a state of hopelessness, then you know how important is hope.
当我们在一个绝望的时候，我们就知道说盼望有多么的重要。
When you were lonely and felt empty inside, then you know love is very important.
啊，当我们真的是在孤单的时候，我们内心中孤独的时候，我们知道爱是多么的重要。
And even a non-Christian, when they come to the church, and they can feel these three elements very quickly.
啊，即使是非基督徒，当他来到教会的时候，他们也能够感受到这个三个要素。
And through the songs and hymns they sang.
他们也许是通过我们唱的诗歌能感受
到 or maybe through the listening of the sermon
或者是通过听讲道
and also maybe heard the prayers
或者是在听到大家的祷告
and when they enter and join the fellowship of the cell group they also feel this love and faith and hope
或者是当他们在小组聚会的时候非基督徒也能感受到信心爱和盼望
and let's look at these three elements a little bit before we enter into the core of the sermon
今天在我们开始我们这个核心的这个讲道之前呢，我们先来看看这三个要素。
Maybe first let us look at faith.
我们先来看看一下这个信心。
Now there are two boys skating on a frozen lake together.
我们看到我们有两位小孩子呢，他在这个冰面上滑冰。
And one little boy was skating on a very thin ice.
那其中一个小孩子呢，他滑冰的这个地方的这个冰层是非常的薄。
And the ice was so thin that he can even see the fish underneath.
这个冰这么如此之薄，他都可以看到这个冰下面的鱼在游动。
And his father was very worried.
他的父亲呢非常的担心。
And he said, "Son, come back, come back. It's very dangerous."
他对他的儿子说，真是很危险，赶快回来，回来。
And the little boy said, "No, no, Dad. I have a lot of faith."
这个小男孩就对他父亲说，我不会回来，我有很大的信心。
I don't afraid.
我一点都不害怕。
But on the other hand, there's another boy skating on a very thick ice.
另外一个方面呢，有另外一个小孩子呢，他在一个很
And his father didn't say anything.
Sorry.
His father didn't say anything.
他的爸爸呢没有说任何的话。
But he was trembling and afraid that he will sink down.
他非常担心，因为他很担心自己会要沉下去。
Now by shouting loud, "I have a lot of faith," does not make anything safer.
当你大声的说我很有信心的时候，并不会让你真的是更加的安全。
So this story illustrates the point that the object of faith.Is more important than the size of the faith.
这个故事也告诉我们说，我们信心的信心的对象的话，比我们的信心的大小其实更
重要。And Jesus said, "When you have a faith, even though a very little faith, don't worry, it will grow."
耶稣告诉我们说，当你有信心的时候，尽管是一个很小的信心，也会成长。
But if you believe in the wrong person, they will be very dangerous.
但是当如果你的信心是建立在一个错误的人或事情上面的时候，那你的信心就
会很危险。The more faith you have.The more danger you will encounter.
在这样的情况下，更多的信心其实会让你带来更多的威胁。
So a naive faith built on the paper thin foundation of wishful thinking and make beliefs.
我们知道有些真的是很异想天，很有些简单的一些信心或者很天真的信心，是建立在这个异想天开的基础之上。
But on the other hand, a true faith built on the reality of Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道说真实的信心其实是建立在耶稣基督的真实之上。
A true faith must be consistent with reasons.
这个真实的信心应该跟我们的逻辑跟我们的推理应该是有相符合。
A true faith must be in the same direction where the evidence point.
那真实的信心应该跟我们的这个证据所指的方向应该一致。
And there are countless evidence point to Jesus Christ is our Lord.
我们知道说有真的是有非常多的这个证据能够证明耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And faith, some people use some kind of word play to illustrate the meaning.
有些人呢就喜欢用一些玩这个文字游戏来讨论这个信心。
Faith, F-A-I-T-H.
这个信心这个字呢的英文呢是 F-A-I-T-H.
F stands for forgiveness.
那这个其中的这个 F 这个字母呢，它代表的就是有这个救赎的意思。
A stands for available.
那 A 呢，它代表的意思就是有能够得到。
I stands for impossible.
这个 I 的字母呢，就表示是不可能。
T is for turn，
那这个 T 的字母呢，就代表一个转离。
H is for heaven，
那 H 这个字母就有代表天国的意思。
So the entire meaning is this，
那这个整个一起它的意思是什么呢
？In Jesus we have forgiveness and promise of heaven，
在耶稣里面我们有赦罪的这个应许，我们有天国的应许。
Salvation available to all people，
他把救恩带给所有的世人。
And all we have to do is to turn from our sins and accept the otherwise impossible grace through our faith in Jesus.
那我们所要做的就是转离我们的罪恶，在信心里接受这样的恩典。这样的恩典除了信心，没有办法能够得到。
In short, faith is forsaken or I trust Him.
简单的说，这个信心这个词呢，就是离弃一切别的东西，而单单的信靠神。
Forsaken or F-I-A-I trust Him.
啊，这个信心就是F 里面包括就是放弃一些别的，就是单单的信任神。
Next, we look at the element of hope.
啊，那我们接下来看看这个啊盼望这一个方面。
There's a very interesting story from the Greek mythology.
啊，在这个希腊的这个神话里面有一个很有意思的一个很有意思的一个故事。
And one day, one of their gods and violate the heavenly rule.
啊，有一天呢，这个有他们其中有一位神，他们当中的有一位神呢，就违反了这个天庭的。
And he took some of the divine secret and gave it to the mortals.
他们这位神呢，就向这个世人呢，或者就是泄露了天机。
And the God of the celestial realm sentenced him to a very simple job.
啊，那当时的这个神话中的这些神就就给他惩罚他做一个很简单的一个事情。
So he's going to roll up a massive stone from the bottom of the steep hill and to the top of the hill.
啊，那就惩罚他呢，要把一个很巨大的一个石头呢。从这个山的脚下的那个推到这个山的顶上。
And then watch the massive stone rolling down to the bottom of the hill again.
然后再看到这个石头从山顶又能够又滚下到山脚。
And keep on doing this endlessly.
他又无休止的重复这样的一个过程。
And this god's name is called Sisyphus.
啊，那这个神他的名字呢叫薛西弗斯。
And he had to do this all the time, and there's no hope of forgiveness.
啊，他必须要做这样的事情，一次一次的重复。但是当他做这样的事情，他并没有一个能够得到赦罪的这样的一个盼望。
Now, if you look at our life, it's very similar to the one of Sisyphus.
啊，当你看我们的生活的时候，发现我们的生活其实跟这位西西弗斯这个神的话很像。
We get up every morning.
啊，我们早上起来是很早就起来。
We wash and change.
啊，那我们有洗漱。
And we eat breakfast.
啊，
and we go to work.
然后我们去工作。
And then we come home.
然后我们回家。
And then eat your dinner.
啊，吃晚饭。
Watch the TV.
啊，看电视。
Take a shower.
啊，洗澡。
Go to bed. And the next morning you get up again.
啊，我们第二天的话又重复这样的过程。
Now once in a while your routine life is get the punctuation.
啊，在有些时候呢，你的生活会有些改变。
And then you may sick. You may be sick.
啊，你可能有时候可能很失望。
You may your loved one may die.
有时候呢，可能你的
亲
爱的人会失去。
Unjustly mistreated.
然后你有时候可能会被不公正的对待。
And sometimes you may have a car accident.
啊，有时候可能会遇到车祸。
So if you think about that, this routine life is not that bad.
然后你可能发现说这个很 routine, 这个很平重复的生活可能也不是那么
糟糕。And the question is how you break out the humdrum of monotony.
啊，那这个问题就是说，看你是怎么样的能够让你的这个单调的生活一天天的重复。
Yes, life is very boring.
是的，生活是真的是非常的。
But if the Bible without the last two chapters.Of Revelation is not worth reading.
啊，我们知道说，圣经如果没有最后的两章的话，真的是好像都不值得我们去读。
Because the Bible says,
啊，因为在圣经中有这样说。
One day Jesus will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
啊，圣经有这样说到，神要擦去你一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。因为以前的事都过去了。
So the paradise in Genesis was lost, but later was found again.
在这个创世纪中的这个天堂的位置呢，失去了，然后再后来又重新得到。
And our glorious hope based on the grace and forgiveness of our Lord Jesus.
那我们的盼望都存在耶稣他的给我们的救恩之上。
And then let's look at the element of love.
好，那我们再看一下这个爱这个要素。
And the Bible teaches us that the greatest commandment is love.
圣经告诉我们说最大的诫命就是爱。
To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.
马可福音说提到，尽心、尽智、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。
Now there's a third century story.
在这个里有一个第三世纪的一个样的故事。
And there's a person, there's a Catholic monk, Saint Lawrence.
有个天主教的一位圣徒，他名字叫圣劳伦斯。
And he was a deacon of a church in Aragon of the Roman Empire.
他是在这个罗马时代呢，是在西班牙北部地区的一个教会的这个。
And this story happened during the time of persecution.
这个故事发生在当时有这个对基督教这个迫害的时代。
And the Roman official said to him,
这个罗马的这个官员对他说
Bring me the treasures of the church.
去把这个教会的这个珍宝带过来。
And then few days later, this Saint Lawrence, brought something to this Roman officer.
过了几天以后呢，这位圣劳伦斯呢，他就带了一些东西到这个罗马的这个官员。
And they brought a group of people, the poor one, the downtrodden, the lame, and the blind.
他就带了一群人带到这个罗马的这个官员面前，这些人都是穷人，或者被压制的，或者是跛脚的。
And he said to the officer, "This is the treasure of the church."
他对这个罗马的官员说，这就是我们教会的珍宝。
So we know that this Saint Lawrence was quite a generous, man to the poor.
我们知道说这圣劳伦斯这位圣徒，他对穷人其实非常的仁慈。
And he knew what does it mean by loving your neighbor.
他就是一个很好的榜样，就爱你周围的人。
And today in Florida, the Fort Lauderdale, you can see, a day shelter for the homeless people called Saint Lawrence Chapel.
我们知道说今天在这个佛罗里达呢，我们有一个这样的为无家可归人居住的一个地方，名字呢就叫做圣劳伦斯的一个教堂。
And this organization provide a mailbox, a job counseling, and job referral for the poor.
那这个机构呢，它为无家可归者他们提供信箱也提供一个找工作的帮助。
And also supply shower and bathroom facilities.
也包括一些洗澡的这个卫生的设备。
And chapel services for the spiritual need of the people.
或者是他们的属灵的一些要求。
And also give them a telephone line so that they can talk to their friends and relatives.
也给他们一个电话，能够让他们和他们家人和朋友联络。
Now, if we look back, we know the Roman Empire has gone.
我们现在回头来看的话，我们知道说罗马的帝国已经消失了。
But the Christ's love remains.
但是我们知道基督的爱还长存。
This is why the military genius Napoleon said.
我们知道说这个拿破仑他说道。
Love is mightier than sword.
这个爱胜过了宝剑。
Now it's very important to know that all three elements point to Jesus Christ.
真的是我们很重要的，我们能够了解这三个要素都指向了耶稣基督。
And let's consider one of the most familiar Bible verse, John 3:16.
让我们来看一下这个圣经中我们大家都最熟悉的一段圣经，就在约翰福音的3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his Son and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish.But have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16说到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world means the love of Christ.
神爱世人，这里就表征着神耶稣基督的爱。
Whoever believes in Him, that means faith in Christ.
一切相信他的，这里表征的就是对耶稣基督的信心。
So for those who believe shall not perish but have eternal life. That's the hope guaranteed by Christ.
不至灭亡反得永生，代表的就是神所应许的盼望。
So love, faith, hope converge in Jesus Christ and his atonement work on the cross.
我们看到这个爱、信心和盼望，我们集中体现在耶稣基督的身上，他的教也体现在他的在十字架的救赎。
The atoning work of the cross can best be explained in the book of Philippians.
他在十字架上的救赎的工作可以最好的用腓立比书来表达。
Let me read a few verses to you.
我们来一起来读一下腓立比书。
And if you don't have the Bible, please give me your undivided attention.
如果你没有圣经的话呢，你可以留心听我的念这个圣经。
Philippians chapter 2:6.
腓立比书2:6.
Who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。
But make himself nothing, taking the very nature of the servant being made in human likeness.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Now pay attention. Here is the turning point. The supremacy of Christ is evident.
好，我们可以看这个地方呢是一个转折点。我们可以看到神的超越性在这个地方。
Verse 9,
9.
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、 地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Verse 11, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And in addition to understand the supremacy of Christ through these verses, we also see a very important spiritual principle.
除了我们能够看到神的超越性，我们也学到一个很重要的属灵的功课在这里。
That suffering precedes glory.
我们看到说这个试炼磨难先于荣耀。
Many times we try to bypass suffering and seeking glory.
很多时候我们所追求的只是荣耀，但是我们想逃避的是磨难。
According to the Bible, you won't find it.
但是根据圣经我们可以看到说我们没有办法能够得到这样的荣耀。
So because humility and its power,is manifest in Revelation as the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the blameless slain Lamb of God.
我们知道耶稣基督他的谦卑和他的能力集中体现在他既是犹大的雄狮，他也是被杀的无瑕疵的羔羊。
Now we are moving to the core of the sermon.
今天我们来看看我们今天要争道的一个核心部分。
The need to know the Christ supremacy.
就是我们有必须要能够知道神的超越性。
So as I point out before that.At the time of Paul's writing, and the church of Colossae was attacked by a kind of heresy.
我们知道说在保罗写格罗西书的时候，格罗西的教会受到各种各样异端的攻击。
So at that time, the Gnosticism has not been full-blown mature yet.
在那个时候呢，那诺斯底主义还没有完全的成型。
And the heresy of Colossae is a precursor of what would transpire into the second century.Gnosticism.
那在当时的这个格罗西教会，他们所面临的所有的这些异端呢，成为以后发展成为第二世纪的诺斯底主义的这样
一个影子。Now, what is this heresy all about?
我们看看这个他们当时的这些异端也包括
什么。So basically, there were some false teachers in the church, and they teach the people to rely on human speculation, not rely on the grace and the revelation of God.
我们知道说，当时他们教会里面有些假教师。他们误导人，他们错误的引导人要相信是自己的想象和自己的一些意象，没有能够把自己的信心建立在神的身上。
And this heresy has basically six components, but I'm going to point out four relevant to today's message.
这些异端呢，大概我们可以分成有大概有六个方面，但是我们今天呢，主要是提其中的四个方面。
And the first component of this heresy is ceremonialism.
那第一个这样的这个异端呢，是好像是说是仪式主义或形式主义。
But Paul points out ceremonies is a shadow, but the reality is Christ.
保罗告诉我们说，这仪式的话呢，只是影子，实体才是基督。
And ceremony is give you something to do, but it do not give you the power to overcome sin.
这样的一些仪式呢，可以让你有些事情做，但是它却没有办法能够有胜过这个肉体的一些。
And the second component of the heresy is asceticism.
那这个异端的第二个方面呢是禁欲主义。
And which means you harsh, this harsh treatment of your body.
就是很苦待你自己的肉体。
And the Bible says this is a false humility.
这个圣经中也说到这苦待己身的话只是自表的谦虚。
What does a false humility mean? Means you look like you're humble, but the object to which you're humble is not right.
这个自表谦虚的意思就是说你看上去好像是很谦卑，但是其实你这个谦卑的这个目的其实是不正确。
And chapter 2 verse 23 says they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
在这个格罗西书的第二章的第二十三节有提到说苦待己身其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效。
And then the third component of the heresy is the angel worship.
那么看看这个第三个方面是这个敬拜天使。
But the Bible teaches us angel is nothing but a ministering spirit sent to serve those who will inherit salvation.
我们知道圣经中有提到天使不都是服役的灵奉差遣为那要承受救恩的人效力吗？
So in fact, angel is lower than human being.
其实从这个角度来说我们知道其实天使的地位比人还要低一些。
And then the last thing is deprecation of Christ. That means look down upon Christ.
那最后一个方面的话呢，我们要今天要提到的就是贬低基督。
So this is why Paul in the book of Colossians and emphasized on the supremacy of Christ.
这就是为什么保罗在格罗西书中的强调基督耶稣基督的超越性。
Why Christ is supreme over all things?
为什么基督耶稣是超越一切呢？
Chapter 2 verse 3 says, All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ.
我们照这个第二章第三节有提到说，所积蓄的一切的智慧知识都在它里面藏着。
So in other words, the lack of recognition of Christ's supremacy is the core of the heresy.
那我们知道说他们没有能够真正的认识到神的超越性是他们的所有的这些异端的这个核心。
But very interesting, even though the church was influenced by this heretic teaching, but the church is not yet become a chaos.
很有意思的是，尽管当时的教会呢受到各种各样的一些异端的攻击，但是其实教会大致上其实还处于一种稳定的状态。
And chapter 2 verse 5 says, is still in good order and firm in their faith.
我们看到这个第二章第五节有提到说，因为你们循轨道去信基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。
So this has a spiritual principle.
这里有一个很重要的一个原则。
As a spiritual leader, as a church leader, we have to keep watch the spiritual well-being of the flock.
作为教会的这个属灵的领袖，我们要能够关注教会的属灵的状况。
So we must not let the situation degenerate into the point which become irreversible.
我们不能让这个属灵的这个错误能够进入到一个没有办法转回的地步。
And this is why Paul was so urged to write this letter to the church of Colossae.
这就是为什么保罗有这么着急的要把这封信写给哥罗西的教会。
And because the church is still in by and large in good shape.
因为在当时的时候，这个教会还处于一种大致上处于一种
And therefore,
好的状况。
In chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, Paul said, We thank God for their faith in Christ.
所以在这个第格罗西书的第一章第三节的时候提到说，我们感谢神。
And also Paul thanked God for their love for all the saints.
他们也为着他们对所有的圣徒的爱也在感谢神。
And then Paul thanked God for their hope.Lay up in heaven.
也为他们存在天上的盼望感谢神。
But the apostle Paul said, "This is not enough."
但是保罗也说这个不够。
So Paul felt that he need to pray for these saints.
保罗感受到他还需要为格罗西的教会来祷告。
All the questions they have love, they have a hope, they have faith. Why? What kind of things Paul will pray for?
那现在考虑到他们其实教会有信心、有爱、也有盼望，那保罗还要为他们祷告什么呢
？Now to understand.Paul's mindset, we have to know Paul's upbringing.
我们要能够真正的明白这个保罗的他的心里的想法。
Paul was born Hebrew, brought up in a Greek culture, and was a Roman citizen.
保罗是一个出生在是个希伯来人，然后在希腊的文化当中成长，然后呢，他也是当时是罗马的公民。
And sometimes I am sort of proud of myself, and I have at least something like Paul.
那有些时候我看到我自己情况好像也像跟保罗也类似。
I was born in China, raised in Hong Kong, educated in Taiwan, immigrated in Canada, and eventually come to United States.
那我是在中国大陆出生，然后在香港的长大，然后在台湾受教育，移民到加拿大，然后又在美国工作。
Now with this background, you know that light is a symbol of the Hebrew culture.
我们知道说在希伯来的文化当中，光明是他们的一个记号。
And knowledge is a symbol of Greek culture.
那知识呢是希腊文化的一个记号。
And glory is a symbol of the Roman Empire.
我们知道这个荣耀代表的是罗马的王国。
And then Paul prayed that the believer may have the true knowledge of the Christ's supremacy.
保罗祷告说，希望格罗西的教会的众会徒能够有关于神超越性的真知识。
And Paul also prayed the believers may realize that their inheritance of the saint.Is in kingdom of light.
保罗也祷告说，他们的这个盼望的话是在天上。
And then Paul also prayed that they know the glory of the mystery of Christ.
保罗也祷告说，他们能够真正的明白
属神的奥秘。So in essence, Paul said, "Well, you have light, you have knowledge, and you have glory. We have too in Christianity."
保罗说你们有知识有光明有荣耀他说我们基督徒也有同样的
But not the kind built on humanism
但是我们的这个盼望、我们的荣耀、我们的知识跟你们在属世的不太一样。
But built on the revelation and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们的这一切都是建立在神啊、耶稣基督的身上。
Let's further understand the supremacy of Christ through the understanding of His relationship with God and with creation and with the church.
好，让我们来通过看看啊、这个他这个耶稣基督和神的关系，我们来了解他基督的超越性。
And first, his relationship with God.
第一，我们来看看他和基督和神的关系。
And the Bible says Jesus is the exact image of God. He is the representation of who God really is.
啊，我们这个圣经我们看到说，啊，这个基督耶稣是神本体的一个真相。
And Jesus always want know how to explain things more plainly than us.
啊，耶稣总是很知道怎么样一个把道理很深的道理能够浅显的跟我们讲出来。
And he said, if you know me, you know God.
所以耶稣有提到说，如果你知道我的话，你就知道神。
If you see me, you see God.
你看见我，你就看到神。
If you believe in me, you believe in God.
如果你相信我，你就相信
神。If you receive me, you receive God.
你接待我就接待神。
If you hate me, then you hate God.
如果你恨我，你就恨恶神。
On the other hand, if you honor me, then you honor God the Father.
如果你荣耀尊重我，你也就荣耀神。
So he's the image of the invisible God.
我们可以看到基督是不可看见之神的像。
An image is a bridge between the invisible and the visible.
我们知道这个像是可见的和不可见之间
的一个
桥梁。
And Jesus is that image.
耶稣就是那个像。
No one has ever seen God but God, the one and only who is eternal present tense at the Father's side has made him known.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
The grammar is very important. He is at the Father's side. The is eternal present tense.
啊，这里的语法很重要，他这里用的是始终存在的时态。
It means it go beyond the incarnation.
也就表达说他的这个代表的话已经超越了这个肉身的这样的一个显现。
So as I mentioned earlier, in the throne room in heaven, we see the image of Jesus as a lion and as a lamb.
好，我们知道说我们看到的这个在神的这个形象中，他既是一个狮子，他也是一个被杀的羔羊。
Secondly, we talk about his relationship with the creation.
好，他的第二个关系呢是跟这个被造者造物主之间。
When we talk about creation, our mind immediately go back to Genesis chapter 1.
好，那我们要看他跟被造者之间的关系。我们先看看这个启示录，这个创世纪的第一章。
And as we mentioned Genesis chapter 1, we immediately thinking about the 6 days or 50 million years.
啊，我们就想到这个创世纪的第一章上，我们想到说这世界的创造到底是几百亿年，还是属于六天
？And I myself have spent a lot of time to understand this issue.
啊，其实我自己也花了很长的时间来考虑这个问题。
And then I found out, even though it's very interesting, but it's pointless.
后来我发现说这个问题尽管是很有趣，但是其实是毫无意义的一个问题。
And recently in our Bible reading, we read up to the book of Numbers, we found out that they take almost 100 verses to talk about the gift that the Israelite presented to God.
我们可以看到在这个民数记里面，他们花了真是上百节的这个经文来讨论这个以色列人给神所献的祭物。
And many chapters talk about how to build the ark.
而且很多的章节来讨论如何建这个约柜。
But we have less than 15 verses talk about the creation of the universe.
但是谈到这个世界宇宙的创造的时候，只用了少于15节。
Now how can you understand how God created the universe by these few scarcely verses?
就是就着这么简单的几节经文，你当然没有办法能够完全的了解这个创造的这个。
In fact, if you look up the whole Bible, no portion of the Scripture ever claimed to be a piece of scientific material intended to satisfy the 21st century thinker.
当你其实看这个整个圣经的时候，你会发现说，圣经从来没有声称自己是一个好像科学的文献，
because,
能够来让21世纪的读者能够明白科学的道理。
Because this is not the things God wants us to know.
因为这其实并不是神所要我们去知道
的。And then the question is, what God really wants us to know about Genesis chapter 1?
那我们就要问说，神到底要让我们知道什么呢？在这个创世纪的第一章。
Well, I can think of four important points.
那我可以想象的大概有四个方面。
Number one, God is a creator.
那第一个方面就是神是创造者。
He's a personal and eternal.
他是永恒的一个创造者，他也是
我们个人创造者。He's a living God who communicates with his creation.
他是一个与他所被造物所有交通的这样的一个创造者。
Number two, the world did not come about by accident.
那第二项的话，第二个就是世界不是意外的一个产物。
Our world is designed as a home for humanity and all the creatures of the world.
我们知道说，我们的家园、我们的世界、我们的是一个设计的产物，是为了所有的人类和一切被造之物。
And this is different than evolution.
这是跟进化论完全不一样的。
Evolution says man is material plus time plus chance.
这个进化论的说法是说，人类的话其实就是物质和时间和几率的产物。
But the Bible said we are God's masterpiece. We are His design.
那根据圣经的话，我们看到人是神的杰作。
Another important point God wants us to know is life could not be lived alone.
那另外一个方面，我们知道说，要提到的就是，生命不能单独的一个存在。
So therefore, God created Adam, and then He created Eve.
所以神他不但创造了亚丹，他也创造了
夏娃。Because relationship is very important.
因为我们知道这样的一个关系是非常的重要。
And our God is a Trinity God, which is relationship God.
我们知道神他也是三一的真神，他是一个关系的神。
And lastly,The Genesis want to point out that humans were made as a moral entity.
那第三最后一项呢，我们知道说，人类其实也是有道德、有良知的个体。
First, we have the responsibility to take care of the earth.
那首先我们有这样的责任，能够来照顾世界。
And also with a moral responsibility to follow God's commandment.
我们有一个道德、一个良知的这样的一个责任来听神的话。
And the book of Colossians says the universe was created by Him.Meaning Jesus.
在这个格罗西中里面提到说，这个世界是由神而造。
And through Him,
也是通过他，借着他而造。
And for Him,
也是为他而造。
And Jesus hold all things together.
那耶稣呢，把所有的事情都联系在一起。
So this God is different from Einstein's God.
这个神呢，和爱因斯坦的神不一样。
Einstein believed God created everything, but after that he just lived alone and then went on his vacation.
那爱因斯坦在他的心目中的神呢，他创造了一切之后就离弃了我们。
But the Bible says the universe was created by Jesus through Jesus and for Jesus.
我们知道这个圣经中没提到说这世界一切都是因耶稣基督而造。
And the universe have two aspects. One is the physical, that is the heaven, earth.
这我们知道说这个世界的话有两个范畴，一个是物理的这个范畴世界。
And then the spiritual is the invisible, the thrones, the power, the ruler and authorities.
还有一个是属灵的一个范畴。
As mentioned in our key verses.
就在我们的圣经中有提到。
Now he is the firstborn over all creation.
耶稣基督他是头生的。
Yeah. And then what does mean by all creation?
那这里讲的所有的被造物有什么意义呢
？Well, all creation means including time.
这个所有的被造物就包括了，连时间都包括在内。
That means time is not eternal.
这就表达时间其实不是永恒的。
If Jesus create time,
如果耶稣基督他创造了时间
，then he was there in the state of timelessness.
在还没有时间的时候，他就已经存在。
If he's in the time of a state of timelessness.Then he's eternally pre-existent.
所以在时间还没有存在的时候，他就已经在那里已经存在。
So once we realize that time need to be created, then it also implies that Christ is not a created being.
当我们知道，如果我们能够真正的认识到时间也是需要创造的时候，那我们知道说耶稣基督他不是被造的。
So when we say the universe is created for him, it means the following.
当我们说这个世界是为他而造，它有以下的这个含义。
He is the purpose of the creation, the universe. That means the flowers and stars and everything declares his supreme glory, and wisdom, and continuous flow of power.
它是创造的这个原因，然后世界上包括花或者是星星都代表着他的至高的权力。
So therefore, God created us through two books, so to speak.
所以神的这个创造的话有两个方这个方
面书两本书 Now the first book is the Bible
两本书第一本书是圣经
And the Bible then another book is the nature
Bible
大自然
第二个的话就是大自然
Yeah This is why Psalm says that heaven declare the glory of God
所以这个诗篇中有提到说这个世界
Now lastly we look at the supremacy of ChristIn terms of his relationship to the church.
好，我们最后看一下这个神的这个至高无上性，通过他和教会的关系。
Now, after God created physical world and is ready for life. And then he become to take the earth from the ground and make a person, and he gave him a name, Adam.
当神创造了这个物理的世界以后，他就创造了人，他给这个人的名字取名叫亚当。
And God realized that Adam cannot live alone by himself because it's not good for him.
他知道说这个亚当一个人生存不好。
So God put Adam in a deep sleep, and then from his rib, and he opened up, and water blood coming out, and lo and behold, Eve, his wife, was born.
所以神呢就让这个亚当陷入沉睡当中，然后从他的肋骨旁取出一块肋骨，然后创造了这个一个女人叫做夏娃。
And then God asked Adam and Eve come to his presence, and then he instituted the marriage between them.
所以神呢就叫亚当和夏娃来到他们的面前，来创立了婚姻。
And God also gave this marriage system an order, that is, Adam is the head over Eve.
那神呢也制定了这个婚姻的这样一个正确的次序，就确定了亚当成为夏娃的头。
Now when we look at the cross, we see the similar picture.
当我们看到这个十字架的时候，我们看到一个很类似的一个景象。
And the Roman Empire used a spear to plunge into Jesus' rib, and then the water and blood gushing out.
当我们看到这个罗马的兵丁用这个矛刺向这个耶稣的这个肋旁的时候，血和水流出来。
And Jesus died, and later on he resurrected.
那耶稣他就死掉，然后又重新的复活。
And after his resurrection, the church was born.
那当耶稣复活的时候，教会就诞生了。
And God said, Jesus is the head of the church.
神说耶稣是教会的头。
He is the groom.
他是新郎。
And church is the bride.
教会就是新娘。
And the marriage order is Jesus over the church.
这个婚姻的秩序就是耶稣是教会的头。
He is the head and we are his body.
耶稣是头，我们是他的身体。
So we know that the resurrection is crucial to his supremacy.
可以看到耶稣基督他的复活对于神的这个超越性有很重要的意义。
If you take away resurrection, you take away Christianity.
当我们如果拿去耶稣基督的复活，我们就拿去了我们基督教的信仰。
Furthermore, resurrection is a proof of his supremacy.
另外一个方面，我们也看到他的复活其实也是神的超越性的一个证明。
And Jesus' resurrection, namely firstborn, guarantee our future resurrection, which is our glorious hope.
我们知道耶稣基督他是头生的时候，我们知道说我们也是以后有头生有复活这样一个盼望。
And then one theologian said, firstborn means number one, very simple.
这个头生的其实意思就是头预先复活。
Jesus is number one.
耶稣是第一。
Even though everything failed, he's still firmly number one.
即使是任何的事情都已经毁坏的时候，他还是第一。
And if you look at the entire book of Colossians, we can summarize the message into two basic verses.
当我们看这个格罗西的整本书的时候，我们可以看到，我们可以把它归纳成两段。
And the first one is Colossians chapter 1, verse 19.
第一段的话就是格罗西书第一章的第十九节。
For God was pleased to have all his fullness, including the original creation, redemption, and final fullness, all the things, dwell in him.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
So whatever God has, Jesus also has.
所以不论神所有的任何一切，耶稣基督也有。
So it follows that very simply, Jesus is God.
所以这个我们就能够了解为什么说耶稣基督就是神。
Because Jesus has God's fullness, he is qualified to perform the job of reconciliation.
我们知道说耶稣基督有神的一切的丰富，所以他可以能够让我们和神有之间
的和好。And the reason is very simple. If he's not perfect, how can he restore all things from chaos? To order,
这个原因也非常的简单。如果耶稣基督他不是完整的，那我们又怎么能够和神和好呢？
And the second verse is very important.
那第二节也很重要。
It is recorded in chapter 2, verse 10.
它是在格罗西书第二章的第十节。
And all have been given fullness to Christ, who is the head over every power and authorities.
你们在他里面也得到了丰盛。
So
各样执政掌权的元首。
Whatever God has, Jesus has.
所以不论是神所有的一切，
耶稣基督都有。And this verse tells us, whatever Christ has, we have also.
啊，所以我们也能够知道说，不论耶稣基督所有的什么东西，我们也都能够
拥有。Now why so wonderful？
啊，这是个多么好的。
Well, because we are His body of the same life。
啊，我们跟他是有同样的一个生命。
Now what a privilege we have that Christ Jesus' supremacy overflowed to us。
啊，这是一个多么好的一个多么大的一个恩典。
And then finally, Paul states the purpose of the entire letter。
最后呢，我们可以看到保罗描述了他整个这封信的这个目的。
And it's summarized in chapter 2, verse 2.
他这个在哥罗西书的第二章的第二节有提到。
My purpose, that means the objective writing this letter, is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ.
格罗西书第二章第二节有提到保罗写这封信的原因，他提到说，我叫他们的心得满足得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足的在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
So when we read the book, we are not just get some head knowledge or understand some theology.
所以当我们能够读这卷书的时候，我们只是不是要仅仅的得到一些知识或者一些神学的知识。
And we must somehow apply to in our daily life.
我们应该把这样的知识能够运用在我们的生命当中，生活当中。
So this is why Paul said, "I write the purpose of writing this letter is to encourage you in heart."
所以保罗说，我写这封信的目的就是让你们在心里得安慰。
And united in love.
在爱心里互相的联络。
In order to understand the mystery of God.
要能够真正的知道神的奥秘。
Then the question is, what is the mystery of God?
那我们想知道说神的奥秘到底是指的什么呢
？The mystery of God is that the mystery that manifests by the church.
神的奥秘其实也就是被教会所彰显的这样的一个奥秘。
The mystery of church composition, that means those who have the glorious hope.
这个也是神的这个教会所组成的这样的一个奥秘。
So church in the Bible is a mystery.
在这个圣经当中这个教会也是一个奥秘。
And the mystery of God is Christ.
那神的奥秘。就是耶稣基督。
Then we further ask the question, what is the mystery of Christ?
那我们要问另外一个问题，那耶稣基督他的奥秘在什么地方？
He is the image of the invisible God.
他是不可见的神的这个本相。
He is the firstborn over all creation.
他在所有复活的一面首先复活。
He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead.
对，他是所有的死里首先复活的。
He lives in the heart of believers.
他活在所有的信徒的心中。
This is the mystery of new life.
这就是新生命的这样的一个
奥秘。And all believers, all have Christ's life come together is the church.
当所有的信徒我们来到一起的时候，我们就形成了教会。
And lastly, we talk about the supremacy of Christ can invoke our self-devotion and renew our service to Him.
好，那最后我们来。谈一下这个耶稣基督他的超越性能够激发我们每个人心中自我奉献的。
And the more we know about Christ's supremacy, the more we know God's will.
当我们更多的知道神的超越性的时候，我们就能够更多的了解神的旨意。
And once we know God's will, and then we do His will, and then we will know Him more.
当我们能够知道神的旨意的时候，我们也能够在生命中行出他的旨意，我们就能够更加多的了解他。
And the Bible repeatedly saying that if you want to know My will, you just do My will.
这个圣经中也多次提到，你要想知道神的旨意，你就要在生命中行出他的旨
意。The more you do, the more you know.
你越多的行出他的旨意，你就能够更多的了解他的旨意。
The more you know His will, the more you understand His supremacy.
当你能够更多的知道他的旨意的时候，你就能够更多的知道他的超越性。
And the more we understand His supremacy, and then our devotion to God will be increased.
当我们能够更多的知道他的超越性的时候，我们对神就有一个更加。
And there was a little story about two sisters during the World War II.
我们这里有一个小故事是关于两姐妹在二次世界大战中的事情。
And their name is Corrie Ten Boom.
其中一位姐妹的名字叫 Corrie Ten Boom.
And his older sister Betsy.
她有一个姐姐的名字叫 Betsy.
Now these two sisters raised in a very happy Christian family when they were very young.
当他们这两位姐妹呢，在他们年轻的时候，他们是在一位很快乐的一个基督教的家庭成长。
And especially Corrie Ten Boom was a very kind-hearted girl.
特别是这个 Corrie Ten Boom 呢，她是一个非常有善心的一位小姑娘。
When he was very young, and he started the Christian Girl Scout movement.
啊，当他还很年轻的时候，他就开始了这个基督教的啊女童子军的这样的一个活动。
And also care about the mentally retarded children.
啊，他也非常的关心那些有智障的一些小孩子。
And because they are very compassionate and sympathetic to the oppressed people, so they hit the Jews in their house.
啊，正是因为他们非常的有爱心，很关心那些受压迫的人，所以在二次世界大战的时候呢，他们就把一些犹太人藏在家中。
Now one day in 1944, the Nazis took them to the concentration camp because they were betrayed.
啊，那在1944年的时候，有一天呢，他们被出卖，所以这个纳粹德国呢就把他们带到了集中营。
So in the Ravensbrück camp, one of the notorious concentration camp, the sister told gospel to other people.
啊，在一个叫做 Ravensbrück 的这样的一个集中营当中，这两姐妹呢，她们就给所有的狱友呢讲神的福音。
And then these sisters have a lot of faith.
她们两位姐妹有很多的信心。
Because they realize the supremacy of Christ.
因为她们知道神的超越性。
And one day, Betsy said.
啊，有一天啊，这个姐姐 Betsy 就这样说。
And actually, it's sort of a prophecy.
啊，她是好像是一个预言一样的。
And she said, Corey.When the New Year comes, we will both be free.
他就对他的妹妹说 ，Corin， 当新年来了的时候，我们都会得到释放。
And indeed, they were free.
的确如此。
The older Betsy was sick and died in a concentration camp.
这个姐姐呢，她在这个集中营中因病而去世。
In a sense, she was free in the arm of Jesus.
所以从某种意义来说，她真的是得到了释放，在耶稣的怀
中。Now, Corin was also set free.
那她的妹妹呢？Corian 呢也得到了释放。
And by her own account, she said it really due to a clerical error of a man, and actually, she revealed this is a miracle of God.
那她的这个释放呢，既是一个人好像记录方面的一个错误， and, 在她看来也是神的一个奇迹。
And after she was set free, she returned to Netherlands.
当她释放以后，她又回到了她的家园，在荷兰。
And embarked on a ministry.
开始了一个新的征途。
That took her to 64 countries.
她去到了64个国家。
And spent 33 years.
也花了33年的时间。
And used his own testimony to spread the gospel and the grace and faithfulness of God.
她用她自己的见证来传播福音，来传扬神的信实。
So this Holocaust survivor had written a famous line that go like this.
这位这个大屠杀的幸存者，他有写下这样一个很有名的一句话
：“There's no pit so deep, the love of God is not deeper still。”
地狱已经够深了，但神的爱比地狱更深。
“There's no pit so deep, the love of God is not deeper still。”
地狱已够深，但神的爱比地狱更深。
And I don't know where she get this line from his mind。
我不知道是他从什么地方能够想到有这样的一句话。
Could it be inspired by the Charles Jones？Of 1900, a devotional hymn, deeper and deeper.
他是不是受了在零零年代的时候，这个叫 Charles Jones 他写的一首诗歌《晋升晋升》的影响呢
？Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus.
晋升晋升进入耶稣。
Daily, let me go.
每日更晋升。
Higher, higher in the school of wisdom.
至高至高。
More of grace to know.
主智慧的学校，经历主恩深。
So it's my prayer for hope.And by understanding the supremacy of Christ, all of us can grow in faith and in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the beloved Son of God.
这是我的希望，也是我的祷告。当我们能够真正的知道神耶稣基督他的超越性的时候，我们能够有更多的信心，有更多的知识。
Let us bow and pray.
让我们来低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, when we consider your humility on the cross, we cannot help.But say thank you.
真的主耶稣基督，当我们想到你在十字架上所受的羞辱的时候，我们只能说谢谢你。
But you're the one who not just stay in the grave, and you resurrect for our justification.
主真的是你在那里，你的复活能够让我们有这样的盼望。
Now we know that you are the living God.
主，我们知道你是活着的主。
You are our only hope.
你是我们唯一的盼望。
You are our love, faith, and hope sources.
你是我们盼望、爱和信心的源泉。
Because of Jesus, we can live.
因为主耶稣基督，我们能够生存。
This world may have a lot of bad things happen to us.
这世界上也许有很多的不好的事情发生在我们身边。
But with Jesus, and your resurrection and your supremacy, we know we will be joyful one day.
当我们知道我们能够有神你的超越性，有神你的救恩的应许的时候，我们知道我们总有一天我们能够快乐的在一起。
May you challenge each one of us to love you more, to serve you more diligently.
求你真的是挑战我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们能够更加的爱你，更加的愿意来侍奉你。
And let you rule supreme in every aspect of our life.
求你在我们的生命中的每一个方面来做王掌权。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.